It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program from KXEI Community Media where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk to them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. From the Undergraduate Biological Research Program at the University of Arizona, it's our director, Jennifer Kubeta. Welcome to Thesis Thursdays, Jennifer.
Thanks, Bridget. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah, you're usually here, but we don't hear from you because you're behind the scenes. You're a huge part of this program, and you also do so much with UBERP. Would you like to give us a little introduction into what you do?
Sure. Yes, I am usually in the wings in our show because we have all these fabulous students at the University of Arizona. The program is great because it allows students to do research full-time over the summer, and we get to pay them wages so that it can offset their cost for college.
The value of the experience that they're getting is huge.
You know, science, the way that it gets from being done in a lab into, let's say, a textbook or a newspaper article is quite long. There's actually quite a lot of steps that are involved in that. And so we try to train our students in UBERP to go through all of those so they can see, you know, how does science become science in real life in terms of scientific knowledge? And especially in this day and age with all the things going on in the health world, that's really important. And so one of the things that we do as part of our program is we have students present their work. So we have about 110 students who are going to be presenting their research using posters at our UBERP annual conference, which is going to take place on Saturday, January 22nd. The UBERP students are some of the best and the brightest at the university. And the things they do are, I mean, they're just amazing. They really are. And so I hope people can come and take a look and, you know, learn a little bit more about what everyone else is doing in the world of science nowadays. And the best way, if you are interested in it, is to come visit our website, which is ubrp.arizona.edu for event details and also register in advance so that when you show up, you don't have to, you know, stand in line or be around a whole group of people.
This Saturday, January 22nd, from 8:30 to noon, at the ENR2 building. What kinds of COVID precautions are you all taking this year?
Our poster presenters are definitely going to be at least 6 feet apart, some inside, some outside. The venue itself is going to lend itself to having people be able to walk around and, you know, not be clumped together in groups. We're also asking for visitors to wear surgical grade or higher level masks. We're requiring masking in all indoor spaces per the university's policy. And we're also strongly encouraging the wearing of masks outdoors as well.
And this event, there is a virtual option for it as well.
There is a virtual component. So on our website as well, we are going to make our students' posters available as well as their abstracts. So anyone can go on there and, you know, learn about what the students are doing. And we'll have their email addresses on there as well so that people from anywhere can ask them questions. A good way for people to be able to participate in the conference how they see most comfortable.
It's so important to be able to communicate the work that you're working on, you know?
I think that's totally true because we are always encouraging our students to make sure not only are they doing good science, but they need to be able to explain it to anyone. You know, we would be grateful too for anyone who wants to come visit to help give them that opportunity to practice.
Thank you so much for sharing this information with us today.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
Before you go, I gotta know, Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you ever listen to music?
I love listening to music. The other day, my daughter was asking me about funny memories that I had of her, which is such a strange question. I was like, what do you mean by funny memories? She goes, you know, just things that you think about. And then I thought about, you know, I remember when you were little, I used to sing the Pink Panther song to you, or try, because it's instrumental, right? And you would laugh. And I thought, oh, I better put it on. So I put on the Pink Panther song and we were kind of grooving to that jazz. But, you know, lately for the sake of just trying to have a nice mellow start to my year, I've been listening to a lot of instrumental piano.
Oh, Jennifer, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today. It was great to have you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Bridget, and hope you have a good day.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.